This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. gunman who slaughtered 19 children and two teachers inside a Texas elementary school was in the building for more than an hour before he was killed by law enforcement officers, authorities say. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos crashed a pickup truck Tuesday and jumped out carrying an AR-15-style rifle. 12 minutes after that, authorities said Ramos entered the halls of Robb Elementary School, found his way into a fourth-grade classroom where he killed 19 students and two teachers in a still unexplained spasm of violence. It was over an hour, according to law enforcement radio chatter that said Ramos had been killed and the siege was over. What happened in the total of 90 minutes in a working-class neighborhood near the edge of town of Uvalde has fueled mounting public anger and scrutiny over law enforcement's response to Tuesday's rampage. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Texas on Sunday. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Following a horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden and the First Lady will travel there on Sunday and meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and victims' families.
To show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
The visit comes on the day the National Rifle Association wraps up a three-day annual meeting in Houston.
80% of NRA members support background checks.
In remarks on Wednesday, the president called on lawmakers to come together to address gun violence and tighten gun laws in response to the shooting.
When in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country?
Jennifer King, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry has warned of existing threats of Russian missile strikes from Belarusian territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministry's Alexander Motsuzianik says the short-range ballistic missile system Iskander-M has been moved to areas in Belarus bordering Ukraine, adding that, according to Ukrainian intelligence, Russia's preparing up to 1,500 reservists who could be involved in fighting 3 weeks after completing their training. Motuzianik says Ukrainian forces are countering Russian attempts to push them out from northwestern and southeastern parts of Lyman in Donetsk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recent clashes between the military and M23 rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have displaced 72,000 people, the United Nations said Friday, warning that fleeing people faced, quote, constant violence and the looting of their homes. In a statement, the UNHCR Refugee Agency said 72,000 people had fled their homes since May 19th. Separately, the Norwegian Refugee Council and International Rescue Committee said on Friday around 37,000 people had fled since May 22nd. Clashes between the army and M23 have spread close to the provincial capital Goma since erupting late last week. M23 briefly seized the city in late 2012 before the army quelled the rebellion the following year, but the militia resumed fighting this year, accusing the Congolese government of failing to respect a 2009 agreement under which its fighters were to be incorporated into the army. A World Health Organization senior official said on Friday the priority needs to be on containing monkeypox in non-endemic countries, saying this can be achieved through quick action. Monkeypox, typically a mild viral infection, is endemic in the African countries, but its spread to non-endemic countries such as in Europe and the United States has raised concern. So far, there are more than 20 countries with 200 confirmed cases where the virus was not previously circulating. Recapping our top story, the U.S. gunman who slaughtered 19 children and two teachers inside a Texas elementary school was in the building for more than an hour before he was killed by law enforcement officers, authorities say. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos crashed a pickup truck Tuesday, jumped out carrying an AR-15-style rifle, 12 minutes later entered the school, killed 19 students and two teachers, but wasn't taken down until over an hour later. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.